had a scare one time.
You did?
I thought I had HIV.
Oh, Lord.
I went on Google. It was like, symptoms. Yo, you got 17 hours. You know how you like Google shit and you start feeling these fake symptoms? I'm getting hot. I'm getting dizzy. Like, yeah. I went to get tested and the lady, she was like, yeah, you gotta be careful. Somebody came in last week and they had HIV. All right, that's, here comes number two.
Welcome to the Sunday Scoop. We are coming to you from Heartbeat Studios, as you can see, the beautiful Heartbeat Studios. Thank you, Kevin Hart, for letting us shoot at your spot. Before we get into it, we just want to say thank you to everyone that's been supporting us online. It was a big week for us.
We
hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Hey.
We're about to hit 10,000 on TikTok.
Hey.
And Instagram is growing like crazy as well. I think we're about to hit 5,000, and it's just amazing because it is all because of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And please share this podcast, post it, repost it, make TikTok dances to do anything just to let people know that the Sunday Scoop exists. So thank you again. Joining us today, we have Brandon. I always say your last name wrong. I ain't going to lie.
I say Cromwell.
It's Cormel.
Cormel.
You're wrong twice. How did you get Cromwell?
What'd you say?
I said Cromwell.
And what was the second one?
Cornell.
But where does the W come from?
I don't know. I just thought that was your last name. Whenever I heard it on stage, I thought it was Cromwell. But
that's
it's
the
Cormel.
Hotel in Vegas.
Was you there when Kevin Tate first pronounced me?
What did he say?
First time, first impression, I was like, yeah, I'm Brandon Cormel. He's like, I got your name. I'm like, yo, you sure? Because it's Brandon Cormel. He's like, I got you. He gets up there. He forgets my last name. So he decides to extend my first name. He's like, yo, come to the stage, it's Brandon.
Brandon, coming to the stage.
Now
Brandon Cormel.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll find that clip so we can edit it.
Yes, please, please, please. And then also we have the amazing comic, Darius Bennett. Darius is born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. And if you were lucky, you might have caught him performing live at the Netflix is a Joke Festival earlier this year. And according to one of his most recent IG posts, he shared that he was an ex-ho. So when naming his daughter, they didn't know what name to pick because he fucked all the names. Yeah. Darius Bennett, ladies and gentlemen.
What up, though? That's a true story.
And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Lonnie, a.k.a. the janitor.
What's up?
I don't be saying your last name on here. I don't know if you
You don't care. Have to.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Because it's going to change.
It's a crook son.
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully.
It's a beautiful thing.
Come on, G. All right. So, yeah, we got you on the show, man. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing coming by. How was your week? How was everyone's week, actually? Let me just check in. Make sure everything. Mental health check.
Yeah. Now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you good? It's been good. It's been like, you know, the weather's cooling down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making salmon.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Not today. It got back hot.
You said making salmon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to make, I mean.
You're a Presbyterian?
I'm just a regular, I just felt like making salmon.
Make salmon?
Yeah.
When the weather cools down, you make salmon?
Yeah, just, it's cool. You can start to put the fish on the plate.
That's like soups and stews.
I'm not ready for, I'm not 47. I'm not about to make. I love this weather.
Yeah.
Man, something about 65 degrees. I feel like chicken noodle soup. Something about that weather.
Oh, no, like, salmon is a summer dish, I think.
I didn't know it was seasonal like that.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay.
Super seasonal. She's like, damn.
They expect you to have soup and cider, man.
I know, like, it's like I'm in a nursing home or something.
Yeah.
You got your soup and your cider?
Yeah. Now, cider is good, though. I can't lie.
Yeah.
Apple cider?
Yeah.
No. You know when I stopped drinking, I drank apple cider every day because it just looked like beer.
You drink what?
Apple cider. Uh-huh. I couldn't say if I was apple cider. I turned into, like, an Asian person.
It's happening.
Yeah. But that was racist.
Yeah, I know, but not what you said 10 minutes ago. Yeah. Yeah, calling me dark. But, yeah. I had apple cider and then it looked like beer, so I was just drinking.
Yeah.
Living a life.
Warm apple cider, man. That shit good.
Wait, so you were talking about alcoholic cider?
No. Warm apple cider.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You put it in the microwave? You put it on the stove? How do you cook it?
You put it in the microwave. I don't know. I mean, some people probably put it on the stove when they make it like a real deal Holyfield with it. But
Wait, when are you drinking apple cider?
In the fall time.
Like, not just during the holidays?
During the holidays, but that's usually when the holidays come around, during the fall time.
mathematically speaking. Yeah. How was your week?
It was good. It was good, man. What'd you get into? I went to the gym a couple times. Took my daughter to the park, and we watched Cocomelon, and I cooked some salmon.
Yeah, salmon
was good.
How old's your daughter?
She's one. Yeah. Oh, wow. 1 year old. Zariah.
Brand new.
Yep, brand new.
How is parenthood, man?
It's actually my favorite thing in the world, man. I love being a daddy more than I do anything else, for real. I used to be scared, but I always knew I was going to be good at it. I think that's why I'm good at it.
How do you define good at it?
Everything I do, I kind of put her first. I'm like, I wonder if this is going to be beneficial to my daughter or not. All right, so let me not do this shit because it ain't beneficial. Okay, let me do this. I want her to do this too.
How long did it take for you to figure out what to name your daughter after you went through all the girls you fucked?
You said
and was that Zariah? Like a conversation with your wife?
Yes.
Like you guys went through.
So
she'd be like, "What about Michelle?" And you're like,
"I fucked her last year."
Yeah. Do that. Yeah. She would after she was born. She didn't have a name for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a tough one. So
what was you calling it? You just hey.
Baby.
Okay.
Yep. And so we went to the Z's. I'm like, I ain't been with nobody with a Z name, so my name is Zariah.
Did it start off like your wife would throw out a name and you weren't comfortable telling her that, hey, I had fucked a Michelle?
We very open.
We very open,
and I let her know what time it is off rip because I don't want her to find out some shit from somebody else. So I take the power from everybody else. I'm like, hey, yo, let's just, I ain't shit. I ain't ever been shit. Nobody else, they gonna tell you. And this is what's going on. So, like, you know, be ready for the war.
Yeah.
So she was cool. She was real understanding of my lifestyle, how I used to get down with the get down.
What do you mean? Did you, like, go through the list and tell her everybody? Is that what you're saying?
All the names, yeah. And then it was a few people I'm like, I felt like I was with that name before.
You didn't know. Your spirit told you.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, that was one night.
I used to live wild, man. It was a lot of nights I don't really remember.
Which is, it's crazy because just in talking to you now, you know, this is a testament to how God moves, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Bible. They always show up.
Yeah. No, he's everywhere.
Just, I feel like you just seem very...
When three gather. Oh, no?
I don't think they've ever shown up on this show.
Yeah. God's just over there. Just these motherfuckers over here. God damn.
Yeah.
No, but it just seems to me like you're very calm, cool, collected, like put together, just chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very hard for me to imagine you wilding out like that.
This is natural.
That doesn't matter. You ain't got to be hyper to
No. But the way he was painting, he made it sound like he was out in the streets. Just, you know,
I was
whiskey bottle in this hand, tequila bottle in this hand.
I was.
He's like the black Ghostbusters man. That's how he talks, like the smooth guy.
I don't think
he's literally sitting here saying he was like that.
Yeah,
he was not what you guys are talking about.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you was just like hyper, just
like he said, whiskey in his hand, tequila in his hand. Who trying to get down with it?
But he can still be calm with that. Like, I'm drunk.
But he's saying he wasn't. He's literally, this is him. He's saying he was not.
You was just like hype. Like
Van Wilder.
Oh, here come Darius, y'all.
I think I was all the way on 10. I lost a lot of friends when I stopped partying like that.
Oh, wow.
You're like, oh, this nigga boring now.
Like that.
Oh, now everyone wants to get on what the fuck I was saying 10 seconds ago. I listened.
In the Bible, it says.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's wild. That's kind of wild. What was the change?
What made me stop partying like that?
Yeah, if you want to get into it, you don't have to.
Change the location. Like, all my dirt was done. Most of it was back in the D, Detroit, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so comfortable, I didn't care what happened. I knew I was going to be able to get home somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, just drop me off downtown. I'll make it to my grandma's house or to my house or to my mom, wherever I need to go, or to LeBron house or something. And then I came here, I wasn't that comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, moving so loose. So I had to get my shit together, and you know,
talking to the mic,
and then eventually the kid came. I always wanted a kid, but God was like, I ain't about to get no kid to this nigga, and he living like this. You know, I would wake up not knowing where I was at, and I'm like, oh, where I'm at, and then I see one of my friends. I'm like, okay, we
good.
Somebody house.
Yeah,
I guess I'm the wingman tonight.
Oh man, wingman lifestyle's tough.
Yeah,
and you're sober.
Yeah,
like. How long have you been sober?
Like 2 years now.
Congrats, man.
I've been like way more calm.
But when you drink, it makes a better story.
It does. Yeah.
But like when you're at the clinic, the story don't.
It ain't that funny.
You know, like
it's a crazy story.
It's crazy, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I had a scare one time.
You did?
I thought I had HIV.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Damn.
And I called. I couldn't get an appointment until 3 days later. It was the longest 3 days of my life.
Oh,
and
the worst
thing you could do was Google. Nah, I think it was, I was looking for a new job, so it was already stressful. But I had, I had to wait 3 days, and I went on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't want to ever
it
Google
was like,
symptoms.
Yo, you got 17 hours before. And I just, you know how you like Google shit, and you start feeling these fake symptoms? I'm getting hot. I'm getting dizzy. Like, yeah,
it's in your mind now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I went there, and she was like, I went to get tested. And the lady, she was like, yeah, you got to be careful. Somebody came in last week, and they had HIV. And I'm like, all right, that's here comes number two. Here comes the second one.
Have you ever gone to the clinic and tried to, like, holler at the nurse that was? Have you ever?
No, because I feel like they look at me like I'm disgusting. Like,
oh, no.
But it's just like,
that.
Yeah. I went to Vegas one time, and, I was wilding. I went to the clinic. I had a big rash on my forearm. I'm like, yeah, you think you can? She's like, yeah, just sign the paperwork. We'll call you shortly. I'm like, fuck, all right.
Wait, you said you have?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I had no shame at first, really, at all, actually. I'm like, yo, this is.
Fucking everybody. Of course he has.
During that time, I was like, this is what's going on. And she was kind of nice to me. I was like, she kind of choosing a little bit. So what's up?
Like, that's called customer service.
Right. So I'm thinking, I'm like, shit, if a brother
bedside
got something.
Manner.
Right. And so I'm like, hey, I ain't even got to show you my test results. You already know. So like, I'm come back in a couple weeks and we going to be straight, right? You know? But I didn't ask for the number, but I think I remembered her name, and then I looked her up on Facebook. And man, she was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't do shit with it. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Right. Yeah, separate, you know, church and state. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. I think you do both.
You do both.
But yeah, that's not the place to be, man. I was I'm
so
not
you
confident.
Don't have AIDS.
No. Imagine I did, I just drop right now.
A bunch of dust. Just drop it.
I've been holding this secret for 10 years.
Yeah. Finally. I'm out the
I
HIV
can finally
closet.
Just, like, just come out.
I would have just scooted it back slowly. Yeah, yeah.
Be like, Joel, burn the mic.
Yeah, burn the mic.
Burn the mic.
The rash coming back up and shit.
Because I had this long ass rash.
Well, this is a comedy podcast. So
clearly,
we would love to hear more about your comedic journey as well.
Yeah.
Get all the sex out the way. Let's get professional.
Right? So, how. Did you start doing comedy in Detroit, and then that was what brought you to, you were like, I got to move to LA if I want to make it in comedy? How did that play out?
Yeah, I started in Detroit. And
what year?
Shit, I was 18 years old, man. I did it.
Okay.
I killed it. First time I ever went up, it was great. It was at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. And then the second time I went up, it was trash because I was on a high horse from the first time. I'm like, oh, I'm that nigga. I'm that guy. I'm about to blow up. And then it was awful. And then I didn't do comedy again for another 2 years. You know, I was just chasing broads, you know, just getting drunk in Canada, you know, doing the thing. And then started doing small rooms. In Detroit, the rooms is real tough. Like, if you're not funny, they're going to want to fight you. They're going to throw shit at you, trash talk you. Yeah, certain rooms are like that.
Wow.
You know, like how Apollo is on television, but it's like off rip. Get your ass off stage. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Or they just going to get super loud and just talk amongst themselves at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're doing your set.
While you're doing your set, man, and then you learn your chops there. And it's so weird because it's hard to be creative in those rooms because they want to hear, look at this nigga's shoes. Oh, look at, you know, they want to hear you cap on somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if you cap enough, then you can probably throw in a couple creative joints. So you have to go to both the black rooms and the mainstream, get your mainstream creativity off, and then try to in the chitlin circuit, whatever you want to call it. And then eventually I left, man. I came here in the middle of the night. I ran away from home because we had a movie premiere that did not do well that night. And I had a girlfriend who walked out the movie premiere because I was drunk doing dumb shit.
Wait. Sorry, I feel like you skipped a couple steps. A movie premiere.
Yes, I got famous.
So I was doing comedy.
I was really listening to the story. I was like, did I walk out for 10 minutes?
Yeah,
I think I skipped the whole part of the story.
I
quit comedy.
Warner Brothers.
Okay, so what?
I had quit comedy. Uh-huh. I was doing it sometimes. So then I started doing it again. I was doing poetry as well, and doing comedy and poetry. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, got into relationships, a bunch of those, and then started doing some acting, started doing commercials, and I was going to community college. Mm-hmm. I was back and forth. I went to community college.
So you're college about, like 20 60. At this point?
I'm probably like 24.
24.
Okay. 24. Gotcha. I went to community college for 6 years, and then I stopped. It's a 2-year
program. I know about 2-year program. That's why. That's why I did that.
I was back and forth.
You were
so
really
it was like,
Van Wilder.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. And I would go to the 4-year universities to pull bras, just to pull chicks. Mm. And so I would just sit on the freshman dorms like with a backpack on, just like what y'all about to do, you know? Let's party. You know, and they'd be like, "We're going to class." I'm like, "All right, well, shit, I'll be here when you get back." We're going to party and drink. And then, so then started doing commercials, started doing movies and shit, like the small independent films, you know, just to get something for your reel.
Got you.
Yeah.
You were producing them, or were you just like in them? Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Got you. Okay.
I was more into the acting in front of the camera, mm-hmm. you know, back then. I still am, but way more then. And then the movie, started doing web series. Did a web series. That was cool. And then I did this movie, and it was good.
What was the name of it?
The Spot. So, yep. So it was supposed to be a movie. It's out now, but it's not a movie. It's a series. Okay. It was so much that was in the movie, they didn't want to cut the shit out. And so we had a premiere, and then the premiere was not that good.
What was the movie about?
The movie is about two cousins, and they sell weed and Viagra pills, and they throw a big party for the neighborhood, and they don't know what happened. So somebody comes in the party, and they steal their money, and they owe the plug this money. So they have to figure out how to pay the plug back within 24 hours, mm-hmm. or they're going to die. While they're trying to figure out who stole the money
over here,
gassed up.
can you pat my niggas back real quick?
I had one too. You good, bro?
The burp scared me.
Oh my god! All right, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were telling us about the plot of Friday. Okay.
Right. So it's like it's good, man. It's like okay. The plot of Friday. It's fucking silly as hell. So we had
to get the money back there and get killed. Yeah, So who are you? You were one of the cousins or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were a lead. Your face was like.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's some wild shit in that movie, man. I was, it's like a stoner movie, basically. Yeah, it's like Friday meets Hangover. Mm-hmm. So pills, weed, and drinking, you know, all that shit in the movie. And, I thought that shit was about to hit. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah.
This is it.
This is it, dog. And then the premiere happened. The shit was not that well. And then the second we did another premiere and got the same feelings from that one. I'm like, man, this shit. And then the girl I was dating, she walked out the premiere. And then I'm like, fuck, why am I here, man? I'm about to leave. And so I was crying. I told my cousin to drop me off at the airport. And so I went home. I grabbed a toothbrush. I grabbed a Bible. And then I went to the airport, and I bought a one-way ticket to L.A. And then I've been here ever since. Yeah.
A one-way ticket? Where'd you?
That
when
is.
First, when you first
insane.
Landed, what
yeah,
was your
where
first?
Did you go?
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I knew a couple people out here. Okay. My cousin. She lives out here, and then my homie, he was living out here. He moved out here in his van, Ron Taylor. Mm. And so I was like,
that's your cousin
one back then?
No.
Oh, that's your, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
So I called my cousin, and she was on set somewhere. She's like, all right, I'll call you in a little bit. And I called Ron. He was like, shit, all right, I'm asleep right now, but I'm going to call you in a minute. So eventually I made my way downtown, and I was able to stay at both their houses. You know, just to not to wear out my welcome, you know what I mean? And then eventually I couldn't really depend on them. So I slept outside one night. I tried to sleep at Target, but they kicked me out. It was outside, but they kicked me off the bench. So I was on like 7th and Figueroa. I sat on the ground.
What the?
I laid on the ground. I'm like, I'm going to just sleep here. And then a rat crawled up my leg. And then I jumped up and said, I can't do this shit, man. I got to do what I know how to do. And so.
Well, before we get into that chapter, we want to make sure your comedy career stays on track. So we can skip that part.
Okay. What you think I'm about to say?
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you had to do. It sounded like it was about to get, illegal. Yeah. So I didn't want to, put your business out there like that.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it there.
I ain't do illegal shit.
Okay.
I just started making friends at bars, just
meeting, okay, got it.
Random girls, yes. Like, hey, let me stay at your house, And then I had like a rotation of like five little joints that let me stay at the crib until they was like, you can't hang out with nobody else. You got to be mine and only mine. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do that, so I just
So to all you bum ass niggas at the house that said your dreams can't come true, right here, this is it.
Yeah, I feel like my sex game isn't like up to date. I feel like no girls ever said like allowed me to stay at the crib.
You don't have stay at the crib, dick.
No, I just got like you're a good person. This is great, but now you have to go. Like no girl was like, I just never had that for some reason.
You ain't got it. I'll take care of you, dick.
Have just enough to keep my head above water, but it's not like extreme. Like I've stayed at a girl's house, but around like 11:30, she was like, okay. Yeah. I'm about to go to sleep. What you about to do? No. I'm like, oh, all right.
A lot of people don't know, man. You can get a chick faster. You can get a job, and a chick can help you get a job.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
A chick can help you. You know, it's crazy. The big girls work like the big girls have the best job. They work for the city. All them big girls, they work for the city. They got the best benefits. I'm telling you, the big girls work for.
Canceled.
They work for. They have the city jobs.
We're gonna get canceled.
It's
many benefits. I'm telling you, like
big girls got a lot of hookups.
Big girls know everybody. They know. Everyone, it's insane how like they get all these jobs so quick. They apply like when they're like 16 years old, because they get these good jobs like when about like 21. They're like, oh, I'm working in the city for this. You know, I get paid this kind of money because you got to apply when you're 16 or whatnot. I'm like, how the fuck you even know about these? I don't know. I feel like
these opportunities.
They hire big people for some reason. I don't know why. Like big girls. Look at all the big, all your big friends. They're very well connected. They're very well connected. I'm telling you, I thought it was a myth, and I just started looking around all my big friends. I'm like, damn, they all doing big shit. Like, fuck.
They say never eat lunch alone. That's how you network.
Yeah, I never heard that line.
they focuses alone. On things that we should be focusing on. Like everybody who ain't that big, we be trying to wrestle all the time. You know, figuratively speaking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But shit, going back to that, the movie is out now, and it's a series. It's on Tubi. The Spot. Can I plug that?
Yeah.
I should go see it. It's funny.
Tubi too.
It's very funny.
Tubi, that's like it's the free TV that we were talking about, right? So they run ads and then you can put your platform and you make money back on
it. 313. Yeah. It was on Amazon. Congratulations. And thank you very much. And now it's on Tubi. It's hilarious.
So are you close to the other comedians from Detroit?
Yeah.
And I was just saying this. I think Detroit has the funniest comics. Because the only ones I know are Howie Bell, mm-hmm. Kevin Tate, mm-hmm. and CP.
Yeah.
And now you. And those three are like top 10, I think.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah. They are.
It's where we come from, man. I'm telling you, you have to earn those laughs. And it's hard to earn them because we cold. We are cold. We just like, we are stone cold. Look at you like you ain't funny. Or we'll tell you. And it was crazy. It's like people, if you got a friend who's funnier than you, like out here, they'll be like, hey, good job. And then they'll see your friend who didn't do that good. You did good too. They don't do that shit at the crib. So it's like.
We were just talking about this.
They'd be like, yo, you funny as hell, bro.
You know what's funny? I do feel that way. Like, I feel like East Coast. Is it East Coast, right?
Midwest.
Well, I feel like all of them are like straight up, like my boys from Philly. And like, you know, out here, like, say if I invite you somewhere and you don't want to go, you'd be like, I'll let you know. I'll see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll just say no. Like, I was like, yo, you want to go hang out tomorrow? He was like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, what? I'm like, you sure? Like, nah, I'm good.
Offended.
Like,
yeah.
I'm over like, bro, at least like fake lie to me. Like,
yeah. I protect my feelings.
Yeah. I actually like that better. I like the coldness better. Yeah.
I like the you know, to have faith and have the idea like he might come.
Might come.
But when you just shut it down right away, like, nah, I'm good. It's like you don't even think about what can happen. Like, it's just like, nah, I'm good. It's like, oh, all right.
But DC, New York, Chicago, Detroit, I think they all breed good comedians because those are rough cities.
It's rough cities,
people,
man.
People are very blunt.
You're right.
The audience is blunt.
The struggle is real. Mm-hmm. And when you get their favor, you can make anybody laugh,
mm-hmm.
Like the rest of it will come easy. But easy in a different way. So like Detroit, I was so raw and gutter. And then when I first moved out here, I'm like, I was giving, you know, LA my best me, what I knew. Mm-hmm. And they was like,
it was probably too much. It's probably too much.
Yeah. It was all the way Detroit, all the way New York, all the way subway, just chitlin'. And they like, yo. And it was it made me realize it was another muscle I had to work on, you know. Mm-hmm. So I had to work on being appeal to everybody without changing myself, without feeling like we were saying like selling your soul or some shit like that, you know. So don't completely compromise mm-hmm. yourself, your dignity, you know. Just figure out like, how can I be me without scaring the motherfucker.
I'm trying to think of the first show I saw you at. It was in the Valley at a hookah spot.
Oh yeah. Whoa. Oh shit. Damn.
Hollywood.
That was Chris's show.
Chris's show. Yeah.
Oh damn. It was
like, it's like, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That was the first time
you had a hat on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
That was the first time I met you and saw your stand up.
Okay.
How soon was that? Like, how long have you been in LA? I think that was you were kind of new on the scene, low key.
Probably. What year was that? I came out here in 2017.
Okay, yeah. So it was probably maybe two years ago.
2 years. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, about 2-3. Yeah. That was a cool show, man. It took a minute for me to.
But how did you work your way into that kind of family, I'd say, of comedians? And then after I saw you on that show, then your name started really popping up. I felt like you were more aggressively coming onto the comedy scene, probably around like 2021.
What helped me was when I got a job at the Comedy Store. I started working as a door guy there, and before that, I was just going like to different like clubs, like trying to get on open mics. Mm-hmm. I knew I was funny, but they just knew me from being around. They never seen my stuff, and then once I got the gig there. Mm-hmm. They would see me more, like other comedians. So, you know, all the other comedians, they book their own shows, little independent joints. So people started seeing me at other folks' show and want to say, hey, you want to do mine? You want to do my show? Want to do my show? And then I ended up doing Netflix as a joke.
Yeah.
And then that helped. And then I also did Don't Tell comedy. And Don't Tell, it seems like more people know me from that.
Is that at Mama Shelters?
No, it's an independent thing that they do. They just call it Don't Tell. They do shows all over the place.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they have a large following, and then people see me from that. And they're like, oh, yo, you funny as hell. I'm like, thank you. You know, I've been working. I've been trying to get on stage and work, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just networking, bro. Just been networking and just trying to keep my name, my nose clean, and just keep my name strong. So far, it's been been good.
Do you feel like getting married played a part in that?
Since I got married, my career has been nothing but on the up and up. Like I got more of like things of substance to talk about. You know, back then it was just about fucking, that's it, or about getting drunk, or about trying to fuck. Now it's like something that people can relate to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it makes I was such an animal, man. I was a wolf out there. I'm a dog. I'm a bear. Mm. You know, when it comes to the love making. But then, like,
I believe, man, you stay out your girl's house.
But I fucking,
he was looking dead at Brennan.
I'm like, hey, man, I'm telling you, like,
were you making love?
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, there were times where I was doing
that.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man. But like having a daughter and being married, it kind of like makes me so human. And they're like, oh, yeah, cool guy. Because everybody got a story, you know. There's some preachers out there that used to be pimps, you know. And there's some killers out there who no longer kill. Now they're just motivational speakers. So it's just my story was just like I was out here just free with the dangling.
What do you think time, too? I always like the guy friends I have who are still like that. I'm like, the amount of time they spend chasing, like, that takes your focus so much away, right?
Do
you feel like you focused a lot more just in the time you don't spend dating and chasing women?
Yes, yes. You get so much more accomplished when you're not trying to chase, you know, and you really focus on, and all the other shit gonna come to you when you're not trying to get it. Like, oh, give me that pussy, you know, you gotta like give me that check. You go for a check, and then everything else is gonna come. Mm-hmm. And but you know, everybody has their vice, and people like putting their time towards what they like putting their time towards, you know. With me, it was just like working at like the club. I would see people pulling up in these nice ass rides and cars. I'm like, man, what the fuck am I? What can I do to get to the next level so I can reach something like that? Man, I'm just like, man, you got to cut out that chasing.
Bullshit.
Cut out the BS. Mm-hmm. It's hard, especially when you made it like a part of your life. I made it was a lifestyle for me. Everybody knew, like, just like, where the bitches at, D? But they knew I had a bottle of scotch in my back pocket, you know? If I had a blazer on, I'm up here with it. The flask. What's happening? If I could drink. Yeah.
Wow.
It is tough, though. Yeah, cause I was like that, too, at the end of my, you know, drinking. Mm-hmm. I was getting girls. Like, during the height of the pandemic, when it was the most scary, the most terrifying, I was having women. I was sacrificing my health.
Your life.
I was having bitches over. Like, no shame at all. I was on the call with the governor one time. He was telling me how, you know, to make sure you stay safe and wash your hands and everything. And, like, I was having girls come over while I'm on the phone, like, talking about health and shit. And I'm not even washing my hands. Like, it's just, it was just so much.
Oh, I thought he said he was in the car.
Oh.
With the governor.
That was on a call.
Yeah. Okay.
But he said a call. What were you doing talking to the governor?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't like a person. Let me call Brandon. It was like, he would get like 20 people on the line, I guess, and say something. And you could ask questions if you want to ask questions.
I never heard
that's still
of
a
that.
Big thing.
Yeah. Why is that? Are you part of like,
well, no, I got like a freaking, I don't know, a text saying, yo, hop on this call if you want to talk to the governor. I'm like, oh, I ain't got shit else to do. I was drinking wine. So
that
I'm like,
seems
I ain't
like
got
a
shit
scam.
Else
like, did you just get it from a random number? I don't understand.
No, but it was his voice. I mean, no, it was a news, what is his name, Newsman? Yeah, it was him. It was his voice. He was talking. And I was like, hey, yeah. So he was like, yeah, what you want to do is watch, you know, don't touch your eyes and all that and stay away from people. And I was like, girl hit me up saying, on the way now. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I hear you. I had like probably like 8 girls that between like March and like August of that pandemic.
Brandon, I let you in my house to get toilet
paper.
It was hilarious.
She was like,
everybody.
Don't touch nothing, not even the puppy. And I was like, yeah, I got you.
Turn
around,
I
was like,
yeah,
give me all this shit.
Your spirit knew Brandon was being a whore.
That's why you needed so much toilet paper. You have all these visitors over.
I was,
He's a wild boy. I cut everybody off during the pandemic, except my wife. She wasn't my wife then, but we was just kicking it.
How'd you meet her?
You know, we met at the comedy club. Actually, man, she seen me perform. Was like, hey, nice set. And my wife is very attractive. And LA, you don't know who you're talking to, right? So I'm like, I don't know if she choosing or if she could be like an agent or something. So let me approach this correct. And she was with a guy who's a brother. I know it was her brother now. I didn't know then. I'm like, give me something. Give me some type of body language. Rub your fingers through her hair. Somebody touch her. The person's knee. They weren't giving me nothing. So I went up to her and I was like, hey, listen, I gave her the worst shit about me up front. Yeah, I'm like, hey, listen, I got 2 DUIs, a public intox. I ain't shit. And she was like, those are a lot of red flags. I said, yep, but you're going to have a whole lot of fun, too. So what's happening? And then, we went out. We dated for a little bit. But she didn't take me seriously because I didn't have, I guess, what you would want in a man, I want to say, like security. Mm-hmm. And certain. I'm just like, I got a good game and good love making. That's it. And so, like, a person of her stature, she kind of like, I'm looking for a husband. Fuck all the other shit, right?
Yeah.
So, we dated for a little bit, and then we stopped seeing each other for, like, 6 months. And then the pandemic happened, and then that's when we really got to know one another. And she fell in love with a player, as she should have. And, and then we ended up getting pregnant, had a baby, and shit moved very fast. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, man.
That's amazing, man. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have, are you guys going on vacation anytime soon? Like traveling anywhere?
We just
anywhere?
Went on vacation, man. Shit. We went to New York. Where else we go? Detroit. We went to, because she's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Detroit because I'm from Detroit. And,
you know what's crazy?
We want to go to Hawaii.
People like meet girls off, like at shows and all that. I never really get to meet girls after shows. Like, I'm just funny and that's it. Like, there's no type of flirtation. It's just they funny to tap on the shoulder and they just keep walking about their day. My last Chocolate Sunday set, they were like, oh my God, you're so funny. I'm over like, yeah. Like, hey, all right, talk to you later. And I'm just like, oh, all right.
Hey, what's your approach?
Brandon.
You're so funny. No, like, no, it's like, you're so funny. And they keep walking. It's like, you were so funny. And then it's like they're on a mission. Like, they late for something.
I told Brandon, I was like, Brandon, I feel like you just got to just spit. just a little more game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think that's it. That's literally that's it.
Give them some tips, Darius. Because
you don't, I mean, you talking about your dick. They don't know what your dick is like yet, you know? You don't leave with your dick like, hey, I got this much.
I don't leave with that. Yeah, I don't never leave with the dick. Yeah. Look, I'm average, all right? I keep my head above water, but I know a bunch of big bitches that got good jobs. So, go. But it's good enough, though. It's just that I don't, like, they don't, it be them weird looking ones that's just like, ugly coming out to me, like like why would you think this is okay?
Ugly
like, why
would you always think, get clean?
Yeah, they're clean friends. When you were drunk, fucking all these,
they saw that. But yeah,
you giving off big girl energy.
I fucked.
Maybe you've always given off ugly girl, big girl energy, but just now you're sober. You like,
I fucked the sober girl. I told Rich about this. I smashed this fat girl. Oh my god, I didn't know she was fat till she got on my doorstep.
Where'd you guys meet again?
Yeah, we met, we met. I met on Hinge, right? One of the worst things. She was unhinged.
I believe he should get off of Hinge.
Yeah, but.
Can we just take, before you tell the story, can we just take a vote? Do you think that Brandon
is free
needs to be on Hinge?
Well, I will say.
Okay, that's fucked up.
That's a tough question. So what I will say.
I've never done the online dating. I missed that whole era. But my friends who are in, like, pretty healthy relationships, they met on Hinge.
That's
on
a new thing.
Hinge is the one that
really,
Hinge, like, see, Tinder is not cool, other ones are not cool, but Hinge is like,
Hinge is just, it's where the leftover, just all the social apps are where the leftovers
are. That's where the relationship people are.
The Hinge is relationship. Maybe, I think Tinder is just
hookups,
mainly.
But so this girl came, I thought she was a thick white girl, but she was just big, mm-hmm. and I was so disappointed. But I didn't have sex for like 5 months before then, so I was like, I'll just try it out. And then like I felt like a crack in my bed frame. I'm like, oh fuck. So never mind that. So we leave, right? I walk to her car. It's like 10 p.m. I live in Encino.
Yeah.
Nobody's on my block. Tell me why at this time every car, every neighbor is outside. The headlights are on. And then like she wants to give me like a kiss and all that. So I give like a little kiss and I'm like, yeah.
On the mouth or on the cheek?
A quick one on the mouth, like the quickest chicken, like the chicken peg. And I'm like, yeah, I can't have you out here. Everybody getting robbed and shit. I get you home, girl. I get her home. Tell me what. I go to bed, right? Around 2 a.m., my bed frame collapses. Like, one section, and I'm sliding down one section. So, like, the part of my feet is at is now up in the air. And like when I tell you I'm pissed,
I forgot about the collapsing part of the story.
I slid down to the left side of the bed. I'm like, what the fuck? I was so mad. I had to put a suitcase under my fucking thing until I got a new bed frame. I wanted to press charges. Like the next business day, I was like, yo, this bitch is going to jail.
Did you see her again after that?
But no, I blocked the hell out of her after that. Like it was no.
Oh my god.
I was so mad. It was a nice bed frame.
You should have sent her a Venmo request.
I thought it was a freaking big ass Encino earthquake happened. It was just the fucking bed frame. And my bed is so high, so I really just slid down. I was just sliding. Like, I was so fucking pissed. And then after that, I'm scared of Hinge because women just look different.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Don't they do like video things now first so you can meet? You can do like a video call? I thought they do that on
now. But a lot of stuff get on my nerves. Like, I don't know. I have a pet peeve with certain stuff. Like, even when girls like pose and y'all just suck in y'all stomach to where the rib cage is showing, like, why? Mm-hmm. You do that? I don't know if you do that, but what's the point? Just let your stomach be out.
The rule
of
thumb is if she's not showing ankles, that means she has cankles. Rule of thumb.
What's with the cankle? I mean,
you into that?
No, I'm not into that. Oh, okay, but I mean, I didn't know that was a.
I would. My thing used to be like if her hands are not in the picture, like I wanted to see her knuckles because like usually like you can tell if she chubby or not.
Really?
Like chubby girls don't have no knuckles. It'd be like dimples. It'd be a bunch of dimples where your knuckles would be. And like if like the picture be like up here like that.
No,
that
it was so bad, and she wanted to kiss me a lot.
What were her benefits? What were her
positives? I couldn't find any. It was no.
No, he prefaced this way. It was dry for 5 months. That's what he said.
That's why I was
was she like a good person? Because she cooked? You know, besides the physical. The physical wasn't what you used to. But.
I don't know. I guess she was a good human being for society. But I don't know. But like,
work for the city. Doing a good job. Yeah, clocking in 9 to 5.
She worked for the city, though. She worked for the city. She was in there. I was like, damn, okay. But other than that, it was just nothing. Like, before that, I was trying to get the girls to come over, but they always had an excuse. And I'm like, fuck, I can't get nothing. So I got with her, but that shit made me, like, I didn't masturbate again for, like, another 2 weeks. Like, I feel like my dick was just mad at me. Like, nigga, like, really? You gonna Really, nigga? Yeah. It was so bad.
Your lowest of lows.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, my God.
You were sober?
Damn.
Yes, that's the sad part. I was thinking so clearly, but I was so wrong. Like, yeah. It was no excuse. That one hurt the most, I think.
I ain't gonna lie. Drunk sex is better than sober
sex. Hell, you're drunk. Mm-hmm. Dirty talking, it makes so much sense. Yeah, but if you're sober and the girl's drinking, it just sounds dumb. Like, yeah. Give me sober. Your dick, I'm gonna suck it to the break of dawn. He's like, no, you're not. It don't make sense when you're sober. When you're drinking, it makes sense. It's like, hell yeah, suck my dick to the break of dawn.
She said till the break of dawn.
Yeah. I was like, hell yeah. Like, it was just, she had this old ass lingo, but it was just sexy. Yeah, but that's one thing I miss about drinking. It's like that nasty vibe, you just down for whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like sober, I think too clearly, like, nah, I'm not doing that.
It's very true, man, because I got homies who are married, and then I got homies who are out here in the streets, and I would rather hear the stories from the homies who are out there in the streets, because it excites me still. So, like, my homie talk about, like, his marriage shit, I'm like, nigga, I did that already. I'm doing that right now. It's like, that's life. But, like, tell me about the shit. I'm like the dad who got hurt, and now he lives through his sons out there on the field. So I'm like, y'all need some pussy that needs to be fucked out there. Y'all gotta go fuck it, okay? don't let your daddy down.
Don't let me down now. Wait, so when you came to my pool party, how did you feel? Did you feel like
awkward city?
Really?
Because it was just, I don't know, because it was some girls there too, but it was just like, I was chilling with Chelsea and all that and her other friends, but it'd just be weird when I'm just sitting there trying to fake drink.
Yeah, and so, like, when he pulled up, I gave him like a red cup and I poured him some ginger lemon. What was it?
Apple cider.
Like, yeah. I was like, here, just a whole cup.
I'm pouring up. But like, I remember when I first had to do, it was like so much pressure one time. I went to this, what's it called? The highlight room?
Yeah.
I went there. We had like
I saw you there. Remember?
But the night before I went there again, like, it was we had like a booth and everything. And this fine ass girl, she was like, I want to talk to him. I'm like, no. Well, the girl told me, she's like, yo, my friend want to talk to you. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. We're talking. She's like, let's drink up, let's take a shot. I'm like, oh, let's do it then. Like, I'm just trying to play the role. She pours my shot. The minute she turns her neck, I toss it over my shoulder. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was doing it the whole night, just faking shit.
Yeah.
And I end up drinking like six Red Bulls. I almost had a heart attack, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like, even the day I saw you, I was drinking a bunch of Red Bulls, just trying to blend
Why
in.
Why are you faking drinking? I've been there.
No, because before, I was still new, so I didn't want to tell nobody I wasn't really. And then people act weird, because they're like, oh, shit, am I bad? I don't want. It's like, I'm not freaking. I'm like, I'm just not drinking. I'm not like a fiend where it's like, you can't have it around me.
It was tough for me in the beginning, especially if they know you for being a partier and drinker.
Yeah, I used to drink so much. Yeah. Like, I used to, not like crazy, but I used to drink like a lot. Like,
yeah.
I'll be
same. I'm drinking, same boat.
I used to drink, even, but like before I perform, I used to drink like two shots, like sometimes just to be cool, but now I start forgetting my jokes. I'm like, oh shit. But I used to drink a lot. I used to stay having wine. Like, it was weird. So when I stopped drinking, they're like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing wrong with me. I'm just trying to stop.
You say you forget your jokes when you would be wasted?
I didn't forget it, but I was like slurring. Like, one time I did a show and I was just like, and I'm like, the fuck am I talking about? It was just bad.
I did a show. I was so wasted, man. I went up there and my joke was, they say I'm an alcoholic. That was the beginning of my joke. And I couldn't remember the other part of it. And I kept repeating that for like 2 minutes, and then the host had to come up there. It was like, give it up for Darius, man. He drunk. And I went outside and I dove in the snow face first to try to sober up. And that shit helped a little bit. And then they let me go back up there after like an hour, 2 hours. And I went from like a F performance to maybe a D minus.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, I knew I had a problem, though, because I got my DUI when I left Lonnie's game night.
Damn.
I left you. I was like, I'm out. She's like, all right, Brandon, stay up. I'm like, yeah, we out here, baby. Like,
nobody knew you were drunk.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I would never.
Get your drunk ass out of here.
No, I would never have
No, but
look,
I wasn't even
was
drunk,
coherent.
Though. No, like, because like, I got pulled over because I didn't use my blinker. That's why I got pulled over. But then he just smelled it. And, of course, I was like, I only had a little beer at 2 p.m. And he was like, nigga. But I got pulled over, like, in this abandoned area. And it was just two white cops with buzz cuts. I thought it was a rap to me. I was like, fuck. Yeah. And then, like, he told me, he arrested me. Oh, my, I cried so hard. This is the one time I didn't want to get, I never want to get pulled over a DUI in my life.
Yeah.
You cried in front of him?
Oh, hell yeah. It was like, no. But then I started laughing with him, like, 2 minutes later about some shit. But it was just weird, like, and I went to the holding cell and all that.
Yeah. Sorry. She whispered it into the mic.
Like, really? I heard that.
You know what? Hey,
No.
I don't even want to say it. I'm talking about deep shit. And all I hear is, you know what? Hey, Rich. Rich.
Wrap it up.
Hey, Rich. Rich, go ahead and know.
Sorry. So no. This has been the episode of the Sunday Scoop with
Sunday Savage.
I'm trying to tell Rich that after
I do
your
one
story.
Pause. Just wrap it up. I know he's going through it. I think I'm done, actually. I don't even want to finish this. Like, are you going to whisper in the mic? It's only us.
Everybody
here.
Heard
it's
that.
Like, you're not on mute. This ain't no Zoom call. You're talking to Rich.
You could have texted him. That shit.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yo, he's right there.
How do I feel about that? I hear that.
Yeah,
rap it
up.
Well, I had like a couple more DUI questions.
I think I'm done, actually. Though.
You're done. You're done. Okay.
That threw me off so bad.
You said you had two earlier.
Yeah,
I don't know if we have time. Yeah, no, go ahead.
But
I have two DUIs.
Darius.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. I got two DUIs and one public intox.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So with DUIs, though, I feel like they make you get the breathalyzer in your car, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had that. You didn't do that.
No.
What did you have to do?
The first one, it was just a year probation. I had to do the classes, okay. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and then something else. And I had to report once a month.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And then the second one.
I was going to ask, did it change anything? But
No. I would show up hungover.
To the
I did that.
To the probation. Yeah. Because it was such a slap on the wrist. I'm like, that's it? Shit. And then the second one, they gave me a year and a half probation.
Mm-hmm.
I had to randomly test for alcohol and weed, and had to report once a month, and then I had to go to jail. It was like 16 days or something.
That's a really long time in
jail.
The
worst is when you got to walk into jail and turn yourself in. Like, you just walk in. You're free, but you got to walk in and just report to jail. I'd rather just get taken away right away.
That's why people go on the run.
Yeah, imagine you just going to the store. Let me get some drink before I go to jail real quick. Like, that shit's depressing.
Yeah, that's wild. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I kept violating probation, so then I had to do the rest of my 90 days. Then they revoked the probation. They like, you just going to do what you're going to do. You always show up well-dressed. You're a sensible man. You just choose to drink, so go ahead and do that. And then they let me out of jail. And then a couple years later, I had to get the public intox, because I lost a fight at the club. That's how I got the fucking fight. Yeah, man, they charged me with public intox because I got beat up at the club.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the club.
Dang.
Yeah.
Get your ass whooped and you get in trouble?
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean.
Well,
okay.
Thank you for joining us.
That's it.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Great conversation. Thank you, Brandon.
Time. Oh, yeah. I appreciate you.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. Yes. Yeah. Not Lonnie?
Nah, I just.
So, you guys, we have another guest.
I can tell.
Hey, look, man. I'm going to give you some schedule. Game, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some game, man. When you do you be searching these girls, or you try to let them come to you?
Not be halfway searching.
In person?
Nah, see, I don't really be pressing in public like that because I just kind of be chilling a lot.
You got to press it, but not too much. Like,
I ain't never
make it seem like you their friend, because then they're going to be like, oh, you cool. If they don't want to fuck, they're going to try to hook you up with somebody. Yeah. Now, if you leave with just your dick, they're like,
I never be too, I don't be too on it for some reason when I'm in person.
And you're a good speaker, too. So, like, if they don't want to fuck you, they ain't going to put you on the most terrible friend they got. She going to be at least fuckable or fuckwittable.
She going to be better than that white girl.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think a lot of people.
You got that white girl because you was thinking with your dick.
Yeah, and then I paid for it.
Okay, so. I actually have one more question. I have two more questions. Mm. This is a quick one. I feel like you got game. What's your best pickup line?
I don't have one.
Okay, what's the best line that's worked for you?
I got one.
The one you said to your wife was pretty smooth.
What line did I say to her?
I mean, when you just went up and you said, I got two DUIs.
Yeah,
honestly, and,
honestly,
it's
the best. Yeah, I was like, listen, I ain't shit, but I rock with you. Okay? If you picking up what I'm putting down, we can go for a round. But that's just me.
You know, squirting on Brandon. Look at that. Damn. Please.
It was amazing. Relaxing voice. What I do, I usually like just, I'll say a joke around them.
Yeah.
And I see them laugh. I'm like, what you over here laughing about?
That's smooth.
Hey, I'm Brandon. That's smooth. Hey, I'm a man there.
That's smooth.
I always talk loud around them. They be like, are you so crazy? I'm like, what you about to get into? And I'm just in there. Yeah. It's that easy.
Oh, you know what you're doing, man.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I just make bad choices sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then a final question we ask every comic that comes onto our show. How do you want to be remembered?
Honest, truthful, and loving. Loving. I share the worst shit about myself just so people can feel good about themselves and so they can feel included in life. You know, we be fucking miserable sometimes because we be feeling like what we going through is the worst. But if somebody going through similar shit, sometimes it's worse than what you got going on. So I'm like, if I just give motherfuckers the worst about me, they can be like, yo, I'm going through the same shit, but it ain't that bad. You know, I want to be remembered as being truthful and just honest and loving. And, you know, it ain't no reason to hate a motherfucker. You know, I would say being funny, but just definitely entertaining and just honest and upfront. Because motherfuckers be scared to be themselves. You know, it's just like, are they going to kill you? Like, what's going to happen if you just be yourself? When you lie, like lying is just a manipulation way to control the narrative. And so if you don't try to control everything, the right things are going to happen, right? If you're honest. Like what's supposed to happen will happen. It might not be what you want to happen, but it's something that's supposed to happen. So it's happening for you, not to you. And you know, just be straight up.
Amazing. Thank you. Well, congratulations on your beautiful, you know, family, growing family. Mm-hmm. And we're just very excited to see what your career has in store for you.
I might be
a
preacher next year.
I can't. I don't know if he's joking.
I'm not surprised.
You can never tell with Darius. Tell.
But yeah, man, we're very excited for you, man. Can't wait to see you back on stage.
Right on.
Amazing.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. And this has been another episode of the Sunday Scoop. We'll see you soon.
Peace.